Wait, let me look that up on the internet real quick.
TagCastPodcast.com.
Today's episode is brought to you in part, as always, by Complete Ag Resolutions, offering you the best solutions in your agricultural needs. Check them out at www.facebook.com/Complete Ag Resolutions.
Extra special thanks to Rock Out Radio for airing classic TagCast episodes on their Free for All Fridays. A block of podcasts they play. We air at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, but the block starts at 6 p.m. We encourage our listeners to check out all of the shows on rockoutradio.com.
And now, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch. My name's Terry Guile.
I don't like your jerk-off name. I don't like your jerk-off face. I don't like your jerk-off behavior. And I don't like you, jerk-off.
See, because I paid a lake for weed like in the 70s and I never got the real one back.
You just got tagged.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. May God have mercy on your soul.
And his name is Dustin Gatchel.
I heard in Hawaii, your spam email is your good email.
The TagCast podcast starts right now.
Mac Quest, Mac Galaxy.
Mac Donald.
No, it's Macadelic.
Quest, my Mac Quest. I have Mac Quest to access my mattress.
What church you belong to? You, boy. There. I said, what church you belong to?
Church of Christ. Well, ask me about my church, and I'll tell you, it's the church that the blood of Jesus don't bow.
Hello and welcome to episode 214. I am Gatch, the Indian of the podcast.
And I'm Terry. I'm the white guy. And just remember, kids, Jesus cares.
Yeah.
Do you know who this is?
Beck, 14 Rivers and 14 Floods.
Nice job. I knew you knew it. Knew it.
Off of 1 Foot in the Grave.
Yes, sir.
We are here today with special guest Kyle.
Hey, Kyle.
Future dactyl champion.
What?
Future Olympic dactyl champion, right?
But he's I already got called from the summer and winter. They both want me on the Olympian.
But he's
team.
On the receiving end, right? Hopefully.
No, I'm the giving.
Oh, wow.
The giving, yeah.
Nice.
There's the
we like to have
dactyl.
The 3G guests we like to have. They're good giving and game. That's an actual term in fetish world. Like, have you ever read Savage Love in the Weekly? Or any other publications. It's
I don't
like
really
a,
get the Weekly.
It's
the Eugene Weekly?
Yeah. I think it's in some other publications as
I
well.
I read some of the personals.
You never heard of Dan Savage?
Sounds familiar. Did he have a radio show?
Maybe. He's a gay guy and he gives advice kind of like Dear Abby.
Yeah, they got a show called Savage U and I think he stars in it, right?
Yeah. And so that's a term in there, GGG, Alan.
Good, giving, and game?
Yeah. That means when your partner is GGG, you're awesome.
What about when your partner is GG Allen? Then you just get a lot of shit smeared on your face.
And you're a necrophiliac. Yeah. And he is always good. Not so giving, but game, because he just lays there. So that's why it's only GG. He's good and game.
So what have you been doing lately, Kyle?
What have I been doing? I've been working, sleeping, and working out.
Right on.
Sweet.
Right on. Getting ready for the big Mac Miller show coming up, right?
Yeah. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Where's that at?
It's down in Eugene at like the McDonald Theater.
MacDonald.
I know. That makes sense, right? He's probably saw that place and had to play it, right?
Actually, it's probably his record company.
Yeah. And that's where the bigger acts go because it holds maybe, what, 1,500 people?
For sure. Did it sell out?
I don't know if it sold out, actually.
Oh. Dave Chappelle sold out.
Yeah.
Mac Miller should sell out.
Yeah.
That shows the true... whatever you call it, of hip-hop.
Yeah.
The togetherness of the hip-hop
I gave
crowd.
You some NWA and Eazy-E CDs. Did you ever give those a listen?
Yeah, except the CDs were kind of weird. It went from like 1 to 18, then back to 2, then to 17.
You sure your CD player wasn't on random?
I don't know how to set that or unset that.
Because I don't ever know. You can't program a CD to have...
I don't know. They wouldn't play in my computer, actually.
I burned them on my computer, which is Adele, dude.
Adele? Dude. I'm not a big fan of Adele. She's got a good voice and stuff, right?
She's like the white Aretha Franklin.
And maybe Aretha Franklin just peeled her skin off.
Ooh. You think she's white on the inside? I heard that they were pink on the inside like us.
Ooh.
Because we're all pink. Brothers. Hey, did you ever hear, have you ever heard of a cornhole championship?
No.
This is a real thing in Detroit.
Now it makes sense.
Organizers of the Detroit Cornhole Championship said that there was over 160 teams. And it's not what you think, though. They just toss small cornfield bags into boxes to raise money for a park.
Into boxes?
Like you got a, it's kind of like a bag toss.
Oh, okay.
But they call it the Cornhole Championship, which is just weird.
Man, that's one competition I don't know if I'd want the trophy for.
And so I had to, like, Google it.
Mm-hmm.
And then like these ads came up for, I posted a picture on Facebook. Did you see it?
And yeah.
It said, get all your cornholing supplies or something like that. And it was like cornhole.com. That's pretty funny what people, you, I said,
I'm
you can
go
find
get cornhole.org.
What are you going to sell? Just like old corn cobs.
Yeah.
Fashioned
Indian,
into
Indian
dildos.
Corn.
Maize cobs.
Maize cobs.
You can get maizecob.com. Hey, you remember when we were talking about the world is your urinal?
Yeah.
And how if you get arrested for peeing in public, it's also slash defecation.
Yeah, did you know that if you get caught peeing in public, it's the same as if you get caught defecating?
The charge is public urination slash defecation.
So if you pee in public, you might as well just shit in public.
Yeah, well, you can't really shit without pissing, so.
And we also...
That is true.
But you can piss without shitting.
Well, unless you just pissed, and then you're like, oh, shit, now I gotta shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be so pissed if I couldn't piss while I was shitting. No, but then we also found out that the charge for masturbating in public is lesser than
less
peeing
than.
In public. So if you ever get caught peeing,
just
start whacking it.
Yeah.
And then the charge will be less.
Yeah.
But the reason I asked about it, and I told you our little godson, sometimes he has to pee. And when we're out and about, just whip it out. And we never thought that there'd be any problem. You know, a little kid, he's 2 years old, we'd be in the backyard or even in the park, and he'll just pee. Pee. So we'll just say, all right, whip it out, like we told Scott. Whip it out, and he pees. Well, in Philadelphia, a toddler's mother was ticketed when her potty training son urinated on the street.
Where would they want him to urinate?
In a toilet. Apparently, they said that they went into a restaurant or some public place, and the bathroom was full. Or no, there was no public bathrooms. You know, sometimes you go in stores, and they say there's no public bathrooms or whatever. So they decided to just pee outside real quick, and she got a $50 ticket, and she's all pissed about it. He said he was doing it for her own protection. Did you imagine the cops?
For her own protection?
Yeah.
Why? Because?
Because God forbid there might have been a pervert out there that was looking at your son.
Why would that be his first thought, though?
Because he's a cop.
Oh.
And that's what they think when they see little penises.
He thought, well, maybe he thought, I'm a pervert looking at this kid's wee-wee. I got to protect her from myself.
Give me $50. She said, I want a place that feels friendly to me when my children feel safe and have positive experiences with police officers. But she said this was not a positive experience. So don't let your kid piss in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
All you Rock Out Radio listeners in Scranton, don't be pissing outside. He'll give you a ticket for your
own. Yeah, they will. You know, especially if you're just whipping it out everywhere and you're like... doing a 360 spin. Like you're just doing a, you got the finger on your head like a ballerina doing it.
I like doing the helicopter.
The helicopter?
Yeah.
That can get kind of painful sometimes though.
Sometimes. Yeah.
I heard about a guy though that drank whiskey so fast he drank like a pint or a fifth. And since his body obviously probably hadn't broken that down yet, he just drank into a cup and drank his piss. Because he figured there was so much alcohol still left in there that...
Dude, that reminds me of that show where that lady drank her own piss for so long on Strange Addiction. That's just gross. But I guess, you know, if they're testing your piss, that's not... He's stupid. Because they said on that show that urine is 97% water and the 3% is just toxins that your body doesn't need.
Rock star.
But I guess alcohol is kind of a toxin.
Yeah,
so maybe there'd be 3% alcohol. It'd be like drinking some 6-proof vodka.
Well, the water would probably mostly be
alcohol water?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Either way, he was drinking his own piss.
Yeah, that's the long and the short of it.
Have you ever drank your own piss, Kyle?
No, and I probably won't ever do that.
Have you ever owned an outhouse?
No, I've only pissed in one and shit in one.
Yeah. Have you ever shit on one?
Well, hell yeah.
Have you ever fell in one?
No.
How's the story go of you shitting on one?
Well, first of all, it's called sky bombing.
Uh-huh.
And if you guys have ever heard of the Puyallup Fair, me and my cousin were up there, and we've had a few already. But we go up there, and he did something to piss me off, and I can't remember what it was.
Uh-huh.
But I remember he was going in there to take a shit, and I realized I had to. So I got
there ain't no holding back if you got to go, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I got on top of it and shit down that vent, and I just let loose, and it got everywhere. And
oh, man. Was it a Hershey squirtish?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was all melted Hershey's.
Wow.
And what did your friend say at that?
Well, actually, it was my cousin.
Oh, your cousin.
Yeah. He was kind of pissed off. He smelled like shit all day.
I heard that if you bathe in wine, it gets rid of the flavor.
Or the smell.
Flavor, smell, both, I guess. I don't know. That's funny shit.
That's funny. That's a classic story right there.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So what else do they have at the Puyallup Fair?
Yeah, Puyallup, but yeah.
Puyallup, what's their big thing there? Do they got like a rodeo?
It's pretty much like the county fair kind of shit. You know, they got everything you want.
They'll have some washed up rock band playing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do like they have foreigner. Like sheep?
yeah, they got a petting zoo.
A petting zoo. Wow, nice.
Hey, don't feed.
Do they have women in the petting zoo?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe
that's
they
the
have,
heavy petting
they
zoo.
They have female animals if you're into that.
Well, I meant just like if you're in the petting zoo and there's like moms walking around in there, maybe you could just start petting them.
No, well, I think you'd get arrested for that, maybe.
There's certain promiscuous ladies that like to hang out in the heavy petting zoo. And they'll just let you come in there and heavy pet them.
A bunch of cougars?
You just pet them heavily, yeah. Cougars and gazelles. what are the other ones?
Pumas.
Yeah, pumas. Yep. Those are the good ones. Those are the younger ones. Mm. I thought
the pumas were the 90-year-olds that liked 70s.
No, that's the gazelle.
Oh.
The puma is a 30-year-old who likes 18-year-olds.
Oh. Well, I'm not 18.
A cougar is a 40 who likes 25 to 30. And then there's another, I think the leopard.
What about a golden girl?
That's when you just like old ladies.
That's when you want to live with three friends.
That's when you
friends.
Have four old ladies doing you at the same time. It's called the reverse dactyl.
The granny dactyl.
The granny dactyl. Oh, God.
Man.
Have you heard... I'll save that one. Do you ever go fishing, Mac? You like to go fishing at all?
Oh, yeah. I go fishing a lot.
I know a lot of people... That's good. I've had good luck with asking random questions and having good answers. Right. I asked you about something earlier on Wednesday's episode. Yeah. It was two days ago. I can't remember what I said, but... I like to go fishing, but unfortunately I haven't got to go fishing like all season.
I haven't got to go fishing for like 10 years.
Since we got rained on?
That was probably the last time I went fishing.
Dude, that was awesome.
That was.
We floated down the river and like it was sunny and then all of a sudden it clouded up and it just was like it was raining spiders.
It was
a torrential downpour.
A tarantula downpour.
That's right. But yeah, I don't get to go fishing, and I should because of my leg, I get a free fishing and hunting license.
What?
Yep. All I got to do is send them my little handicap sticker and a note from my doctor. And
you got to have a doctor's note to go fishing?
Well, is that just for free. For free, because they say it's difficult for me to, you know, get around in the terrain if I was a hunter and, you know, walking down on the rocks.
You should. Well, why don't you go hunting then for free?
Because I don't like hunting and I don't own any guns. Don't rob my house.
Well, you can always buy some guns, you know.
I could borrow some from Carl.
Probably go now and do Ace Buyers and get some guns, but I think they're closed now.
Yeah. And I don't know if any listeners remember the episode where we talked about the old Brownsville sporting goods store. That was awesome. I listened to that recently and I misquoted. It was the price that was misquoted. You could get a shotgun and some shells and a half gallon of whiskey for about $200, but all at the same time.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I'll take that half gallon of whiskey That shotgun?
It was a gun store slash liquor
store.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which was a great, great combination for
small
town.
And they opened
at
like 6 in the morning probably too, right?
I don't know about that. I think the owner was an alcoholic, so he didn't usually make it up until 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the sun is warm. But the reason I mentioned fishing is what do you guys think you'd do? This guy, I want to ask you, what would you do? A Missouri man was fishing, and he reeled in a sock, and it had a live grenade in it.
Whoa.
From like the war, like, so, and it had the pin in it and everything, and so, like, I probably would have kept it and been real careful and like tried to sell it for a lot of money. What would you guys do?
Well, me, I would probably want to throw it in the water, you know, throw it, yeah, kill a bunch of fish.
Yeah, fishing with dynamite. That's a good thing.
Would you have taken it out of the sock, or would you put it back in the sock?
No, I would have taken it out.
Yeah.
I think I'd be too scared because it was so old and soaked with water that it might malfunction, like pull the pin, boom! But this dude just called officials and like gave it to him.
I would have took it to Pawn Stars because I want to sell that shit.
Yeah, but then you got to go to Vegas for that.
They said it was from the Vietnam era.
Yeah, I would go with that.
It was from the Vietnam era.
And the socks stayed together in the water?
Yeah, it just says he reeled in a sock and it had a grenade in it. And after they x-rayed it and stuff and checked it out, said it was definitely live and ready to blow up if you
pulled it in. That's crazy.
But I'm sure that they probably kept it. They call it a Mark II pineapple grenade from the Vietnam era. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that's got to be worth some fucking money.
Yeah, yeah. You get some pineapple going on, some teriyaki sauce. And put that in some.
I'm just kind of anti-government and anti-establishment, so I would like to keep the reaps for myself. I didn't catch a fish today, but I caught a $5,000 grenade.
And a sock. Yeah, would you have worn the sock?
I would have dried it out and put it on my fake foot.
I don't. There you go.
Because I rarely have to change that sock. Unless I'm at the country fair walking around in the dust for four days. What are you doing this weekend? It's Friday, everybody. You guys going to have a good weekend? Got any plans?
Yeah, I'm going to a recording session. Going to record some hand drums.
On Sunday?
Willie and the Hand Drive. Yeah.
Hey, how did I know that? Because I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there with my hand drum.
That's going to be fun.
Tonight, actually, if you're listening to this early in the day, it'll be today. But if you're listening to it in the evening, you'll have already missed it. Drosser is playing in Portland at 3:30 today.
Oh,
so,
nice.
I know it seems early, but it's like 12 bands a day for 3 days.
Wow.
No, it's 42 bands total. We'll get to it on the plug, so you guys can listen to that after the show.
That's like 14 bands a day.
Yeah, it's insane. We thought we were first.
Give them a mind melt.
But then they added another band, so now we're not first, but we still play at 3:30. So
right,
I thought we were going to get bumped down. And then Saturday night, what am I doing? Oh, I'm doing some stupid private party with the Bone Jars and Crabtree. It's not stupid because it's money, but Bone Jars 2-hour gig. No one's invited because of private. I don't even know why.
Thanks a lot.
Yep. I just wanted to tease you. Can't come to my show because it's not a show.
Have you ever been kicked out of a store, Terry?
I've
been kicked out of Subway.
I don't. What'd you get kicked out of Subway for?
Because I wrote an email to every corporate address on their website about their damn dirty knives that they cut my sandwich with, all covered in mustard and avocado sauce.
While you were in the store, you emailed them? Or they just kicked you out over the internet?
They kicked me out over the internet. They wrote me a nasty letter, and I kind of self-imposed. I mean, they couldn't seriously know what I looked like. But I was like, I don't need to fucking eat there anymore anyway. The place is trash.
Wow.
Yeah. Have you ever been kicked out of anywhere, though?
I don't think so. I got caught stealing a candy bar when I was a kid one time from the local grocery store.
A Clark bar.
It was Three Musketeers, actually.
Wow. Were you thinking of splitting that with two of your friends?
It was stupid. It's amazing what you do is stupid when you're a kid.
Yeah.
I was buying two candy bars.
Oh, and you're stealing a third?
It was I needed another one.
Buy two, steal one free?
Yeah. And so then I'd I tucked it in my shirt, right?
Uh-huh.
And then it fell out when I'm at the
candy bar. No way.
And she's like, what's that? And I was like, nothing.
They probably didn't have those candies in front either that you could go, it just fell off the rack.
No, it was pre-impulse buying. This is like probably 74, 75. I was probably like 6 or something.
Yeah.
It was stupid.
So what happened?
They just asked me not to come in for a week for like a little timeout, I guess.
Was it Brownfield?
It was a Village Pantry.
Oh, the Village Pantry.
That I painted the back of later.
Yeah.
Show them, kick me out of your store. I'm writing Def Leppard and Night Ranger on the back of your...
Night Ranner.
Night Ranger. Ranger.
Have you ever been kicked out of a store, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm kicked out of Walmart for life.
What?
Yeah.
Holy shit, that's
just
tough.
One or all of them?
No, just the Lebanon one.
Oh.
Just yeah. That one.
Did you take a crap on the floor or something?
No, that would have been a good idea, but no, I just, you know, rode their bikes around and you're not supposed to test ride them or the skateboards and the
waves. How do you know they work if you don't test ride?
Exactly, but, and then also we took those electric scooters for the people that should walk, but, you know, they can't. Or
right.
Don't want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lazy so, fat people or.
And we raced those around. We did like 360s and shit like that. We climbed each other. We just kind of.
Were you cruising for chicks?
Hit. Yeah, actually, I asked. We were doing this in the Albany one. Uh-huh. And I actually had a chick sit on my lap and she took a ride.
Right.
That was pretty good.
Well, that is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, was she blue haired and curly haired?
No, she was wearing pink yoga pants though.
Ooh.
That's fucking sweet.
Yeah. That's styling for Walmart gear, though, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah.
Right
Hell
on.
Yeah.
Right on.
Hey, I'm hoping that that's probably the wrong status.
What do you got going on?
It said that Greg Bleegi commented on one of my statuses, but.
Oh, what did he do?
I thought it was my TagCast status, but it wasn't. It was something about seeing Frank Zappa on Miami Vice.
Uh-huh.
So, screw you, Greg. I was going to give you a shout out, but you blew it.
Do you have a shoe fetish?
No, I just sell them.
You sell shoes?
Oh yeah,
Al Bundy.
No, I sell shoes on eBay. You take a picture with your shoe on it, and then you take a picture of just the like you take a picture with your shoe on your foot, then you take the shoe off and you just take the picture.
Yeah,
and then you just sell it, and people pay a shitload of money for that.
Why? Because it's on your... I don't understand. You take a picture of it with your shoe on.
I think what he's saying is he's selling it to shoe fetishies.
Yeah. It's usually in like India or something like
that. Oh.
You know, a picture of your foot
with
the shoe and then the shoe on.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
And then, my wife has like 200 plus pairs of shoes.
Oh, you could get some money for those.
And like take a picture of her foot in them?
Or yours, I mean, if it fits.
So they're like... Well, I don't think any of her shoes fit. I got huge feet, hoof. I've got a huge hoof. Okay.
Does that actually work, though? Because I went on there and I looked and I couldn't find them.
Well, maybe you got to search in a different language.
Oh, like eBay.
Yeah,
eBay
I don't know, maybe.
International or...
Yeah, like eBay in like India.
Indie
maybe there's a link, you know, how like Craigslist.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying.
India Bay.
Huh. That's a little...
Well, there's ebay.ca, which is Canada eBay.
Yeah.
You know that? That's where I got a lot of my Trailer Park Boys before they were so widely available back in the day. Nobody even knew who they were or what they were.
Yeah.
But, happy Friday to you guys. That's our weekend, and I'd like to do some celebrity birthdays. You guys ready for celebrity birthdays?
Sure, yeah.
We got a bunch today. First, we'll get our friend out of the way because there's only one of him, and he is a friend of the podcast, I believe, and a local artist that we like to, what do you call him, champion him. We tell people they're awesome. Sean Shock, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Sean Shock, man. That
and what
dude
does he
got? Is...
What's the name of his? It's just Sean Shock Art, right?
Yeah. If you look up Sean Shock Art, you'll find it.
It's blogspot.com. It's actually Sean Shock Blog, and it's spelled SEANSCHOCK. Blog
phenomenal artist though, man. He does some awesome stuff with some skulls and some
like mirrored image
reflective kind of
like viney kind of stuff and just like
viney.
Like I see a lot of like leaves.
He needs to do some viney vinyl
and some he does a lot of whatever you call it
album art.
Yeah. Yeah, he does for some pretty good bands actually. Well, they're all good, but a lot of you probably haven't heard of them. So.
Yeah, have you drawn much art, Kyle?
Nah, just stick figures. That's about it.
stick figures
count, though, right?
I guess.
I mean, you know, it's still...
Might not be able to sell it.
No, what about the cave art from way back in the day? That was all just stick figures.
Yeah, but they're better than I am.
No, man.
Why, because they're on cave walls?
He didn't say he knew hieroglyphics, dude. He can't even draw the Egyptian one. It's just like straight arms, straight legs, and one penis coming down.
Charlie Brown, he was not good at drawing hands. So he always drew people with their hands behind their back.
You mean Charles Schultz?
No, Charlie Brown. I
he drew?
Yeah, well, no, that was the thing. I remember seeing his comic strip, and it was Charlie Brown going, I'm no good at drawing people's hands, so that's why I draw them with their hands behind their
and
back.
And maybe it was actually that Stiller dude that was Charlie Brown. Wasn't it Ben Stiller's dad?
Jerry Stiller?
Yeah. Remember he got all pissed on King of Queens and said,
oh, yeah.
I went to school with that guy. I am Charlie Brown. I was bald till I was 12 and I had the striped shirt.
That was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, old Charlie Brown.
That's a funny shirt.
That's why...
King of the Hill is better than King of Queens.
Yeah. Yeah? It's the king between the two of them?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get to this before I forget. Two people... pretty famous, born on the same day today, same year.
What?
Don Felder. You know who he is?
Yeah.
From the Eggles?
He invented the Felder.
The Felder guitar?
Uh-huh.
No, you're thinking of Freddie Fender.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, anyway, Don Felder, he had a hit with Heavy Metal. Remember that from the movie Heavy Metal in the 80s?
I thought that was Sammy Hagar.
Oh, there was two. One was Sammy Hagar and one was Don Felder. Check it out. Heavy Metal soundtrack.
I don't have a library card.
Dude. Just go on the online library. You don't need a card. And Stephen King, also born in 1947.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't even know he had a birthday.
Yeah. You thought he was just like created.
Yeah. I just thought he
wasn't born.
He just didn't know when it was, so he just didn't celebrate it.
He was just a spirit.
Well, he got hit by that car a while back. I thought maybe he might have forgot.
Oh, it was a van, and that was like years ago, so he's all better now. Man. But yeah, Stephen King.
That was like
Don
misery
Felder.
Coming true, wasn't it? Though
pretty much, yeah. So he's like 65, and so is Don Felder. And also, we got Bill Murray, birthday today, 62.
Bill Murray, nice.
Yeah, a lot of Saturday Night Live people this week. We had Sherry O'Carry and Jimmy Fallon.
You watch Saturday Night Live?
No, I've only watched a couple. But
yeah,
it's pretty funny if you.
It's on
actually,
my Netflix.
It gets shitty every once in a while. But so you really have to be careful of where you start watching it. But also, you know, if a guy has two nicknames in parentheses in his name in separate areas, that he must be pretty badass, right? Filthy Phil Animal Taylor from Motorhead.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I thought Motorhead was just Lemmy.
Nope, he's a drummer.
And that one.
Filthy Phil Animal Taylor.
Yeah?
Yep.
Huh. Has he been with the band the whole entire time of Motorhead?
Pretty much. He might have been replaced here and there, but I think he's in there now, and he was in there in the beginning. So, yeah. Also, Dumb Bitch, birthday today, Ricky Lake. I don't know why I think she's a dumb bitch.
I heard she's on TV again.
Probably. She's been in a few movies and stuff.
My Baby's Got Six Dads or whatever.
What?
I don't know what they do on those shows.
Well, she's now.
Is that possible?
Probably.
I mean, like, if
I'm not surprised by hearing any title or host of any show. They could have a show called My Mermaid Mother, the Martian Mexican, hosted by fucking Gallagher on his deathbed, and I would believe it.
And then there's a guy that's his fetish, too.
What?
The exact scenario.
Oh, I'll have to rewind the tape and see, because I can't remember what I said. But last celebrity birthday, guy with a weird nose, Luke Wilson.
Oh, man.
I hate his voice.
Luke, no, you're thinking of Owen Wilson with the weird nose.
Yeah, that's his brother, huh?
Yeah, Luke Wilson is the more...
Luke got blessed with the good nose out of the two of them. Yeah.
Well,
so
I think
yeah.
Owen Wilson's nose has been broken like
it looks,
20 times.
It looks like
at least
20
what's
times.
His deal?
I don't know. He just gets broken noses.
And you might as well face it. You're addicted to broken noses.
He's got a lot of money. You know, he's been in a lot of high dollar movies.
Well, now it's like,
how could he not afford a nose job?
Well, now it's signature though.
Oh,
right?
So
you wouldn't know it was Owen Wilson if it was a straight nose. You go, who's that straight nose guy that looks like Owen Wilson? That
he
doesn't
probably,
sound so.
That's what I said. He does have such a weird voice.
Mm, it's because he's breathing through his nose all crooked.
Isn't that what it is?
And he's partly slow because he's been broken nosed 600 times. What do you think happened to him?
I'm guessing it's from Shanghai Nights.
It was like that before, though, even the first movie I ever saw.
You know, I have no idea.
They couldn't afford
a
stuntman.
When he was practicing for everything.
When he was at dactyl practice?
Yeah.
Do they have that?
Dactyl practice? Yeah. Yeah. Well, how do you expect people to get good at dactyling without dactyl practice?
I thought they just, like, study tapes.
Well, some people are probably naturals.
Natural dactyl.
That's what you'd have to be to get to the Olympic kind of ranks, right?
Yeah, it's not just practicing. You just got to be good.
I think that's another area in the porn store or the fetish area. Natural dactyls.
Natural dactyls.
No fake boobs here. No ass implants. None of that shit. No Botox. Natural dactyls. Not only are they a natural dactyling, but they're all au natural.
Yeah, yeah. 100% cage free. I thought of today, you know, a blind dactyl. That's where you'd have the girl in the box, and then you just poke holes in it, right?
Like a box with four glory holes?
Yeah.
That's it. That's in the other section called glory hole dactyl. That's where
glory,
you don't really, you
glory,
never know who you're dealing with.
Pterodactyl.
Glory, glory, dactyl.
That's hilarious.
Have you ever had like a debit card or a credit card stolen from you where you had to cancel it or try to find out who stole it? You have? Yeah. Seriously? God, I'm on a roll today with questions answered yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I haven't had it stolen. I've lost it and had to cancel cards and stuff because I didn't recover it, right?
Yeah, that's, I guess that qualifies. Yeah. Close enough.
I've never known anyone to purposely steal my wallet. I've had people purposely steal just about all my CDs at one time or another.
Out of your car?
Yeah.
That's gay.
Or... And sometimes I leave them in the middle of the road. People come by and they steal them. It's like, dude, I left it there. Why you got to fucking touch it?
Yeah. It's not like I just was saying, here, have these.
Yeah, it's not, you know, I wasn't relinquishing control of it. I was just setting it there.
You leave your car unlocked as automatic sign that says, just take whatever you need.
Yeah.
Keep it. Or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the reason I ask is because of more crazy Florida people. This guy stole the credit card out of a car parking lot, parking garage or something. The next night, he went to a bar and tried to use the card to pay for his stuff.
At the same bar?
No, this was at a parking garage.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
It's okay. Let me read it here. He broke into a car in a parking garage Monday night and stole a credit card. The next night, he went to a bar called the Clevelander. Nearby watering hole in Miami Beach.
Mm-hmm.
He gave the card to the bartender, and it was the bartender's card.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's really close to that story from last season where the guy was trying to cash a check that was forged, and it was the guy's check that was in line behind him.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that you weren't supposed to do that because fate is
That's
working against
pretty
you.
Pretty fucking weird, man.
So the bartender immediately recognized his card, of course, because it was his own, and he had security workers call police but didn't, you know, tell the guy. So
they don't tell the guy. They go let me get you a free steak. Hold on right here.
So apparently the guy's homeless, and he told officers that he found the credit card on the ground.
Well, that doesn't dismiss him from, like...
Using it. Yeah. He was arrested and booked.
You know, you can find a tampon on the ground, but once you use it, you know, it's yours.
Once you soak it in vodka, you own it.
You're out of school, you know, recently, right? Yeah. And so is that a real popular thing amongst the kids, is soaking tampons in vodka and...
No, not really.
Have you ever heard of anybody doing it, though?
I've heard of it, but usually I just soak it in, like, Coke or something, let it dry, and it looks like it's dried blood.
You don't do anything with it. You just, like, use it as a prank, right?
Yeah, I just throw it on my friend's window or something, on his car or on his seat.
Do you use cherry Coke for that?
No, you just use Coke.
Wow.
Anything brown, really. I mean,
I heard that you can make
anything brown.
Well, it's got to be a liquid.
I heard you can make a really real looking fake turds by just soaking an empty toilet paper roll in water and then like tearing it up and rolling it together. They said it's a good prank to just like do that in someone's house and then leave it on the toilet seat.
Nice.
To where it looks like there's a, and it looks just like a turd. It's amazing.
When I first got to work today, I looked over at my workstation, and right there was a little wad of paper, and it was a little rolled up wad of paper that somebody had marked with black marker on the end, like it was a half burnt roach sitting there.
Oh yeah.
On my workstation, and I eyed it immediately right as I walked in, and I was like,
first thing you did is smelled it, right?
I was like,
What is that?
Maybe they thought you were
going to... It was like right in the open, and then I go over there, and I was, you know, I knew it wasn't. I just threw it away.
Maybe
or somebody
gonna,
saw it or whatever.
Maybe they thought you were going to smoke it.
And then I got a message later on in the day from Joy. She was asking if I got her little art project that she left over by my area.
Well, goddamn her. She could have got you fired.
No,
if Don would have came out, he would have smoked it, and then he would have had to go to the doctor, and then you would have totally been fired.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think Don smokes, though.
Oh, he smokes fake roaches that are art projects.
He does. He smokes paper with felt tip markings. I've
seen
him do that.
That works way better than tobacco.
It works better than Glade.
Huffing Glade?
Yeah.
We talked about that before.
Yeah.
Speaking of Huffing Glade and stuff like that, you know, we've had some weird stories over the last 40-some episodes about people doing crazy, you know, the bath salts things, and they said, oh, they're not on bath salts, and then the guy shooting up his apartment complex naked. And the cops always say the same thing. It was unclear whether the suspect was on drugs or not. I got another one of those stories for you. For all you Scranton, Pennsylvania listeners out there, a naked bloody man broke into a house and jumped from the two-story window, tackling a passerby, and chewed on her head while screaming like an animal. Can you believe that? He just, like, was going crazy, and he's eating this chick's head off.
What is it with these bath salt people?
No, he was. It was unclear whether he was on drugs or not.
Oh, he was on bath salts.
How do you know?
They can't test for bath salts, can they? How do you test for bath salts?
They don't have,
like, a test that goes, ooh, he was on bath salts.
Well, I'm making a guess. If you eat someone's head or body, you're on bath salts.
Yeah. Or something.
Yeah.
Maybe
do you think that
crank.
Is where the zombies is an actual zombie? Because, like, science fiction, you know, you don't really have to be dead. You know, but, I mean, these people are obviously trying to eat brains, so that is...
Well, they're a messed up person, you know?
Weird. So he kind of Randy Travis'd it, you know? He crashed, he crashed his car and then was bleeding like a stuck pig, took all of his clothes off, broke into a house. No one was in there, so he got up on the roof, jumped out the two-story window, broke both of his arms, and then attacked a lady, covered her in his own blood, and then proceeded to gnaw on her head, screaming like an animal.
Head gnawer.
All they said was that he was displaying delusional behavior. So I guess that's all that is.
Chewing on someone's head is delusional behavior.
Oh, and check this out. They tased him, and he still punched an officer in the face afterwards. So that's
See, it's
the thing.
Ninja zombies.
Yeah. It's like that guy that was doing cartwheels down the road. And
they're getting immune to taserisms.
I think they're going to have to come up with something else.
This is beanbag guns next, right?
Well, I don't think those would do anything.
Or you can just really just shoot them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
That's
all
what you should do. When someone's doing that, I mean, he's already arrested for aggravated assaults, regular assault, indecent exposure, criminal mischief, and three counts of burglary, and one count each of criminal trespass and defiant trespassing.
Stop counting, dude. The count died like 3 weeks ago.
And a one. And a two. And a three bath salts.
Man, the bath salts, that's some bad shit.
I still wish we could get someone on here to smoke them.
Yeah.
And then, like, and we probably have to put a sheet down or something.
And tie them down.
Maybe we could get, I don't know. We'll ask Simpson and see if that guy still wants to do it.
Yeah. What about bath salts and Pop Rocks? What would that do?
What if you put bath salts, just a few, in a thing of Pop Rocks and then gave it to your friend?
What if you put some bath salts in your vagina?
I don't have a vagina.
That we know of.
I'm not telling.
But if we did, would that be an extra buzz for the ladies? Why don't they just dip their vibro in some bath salts?
It would probably sting.
Yeah, it probably would.
The guy from the police.
Do you like precursors on your name, like Mister?
No.
No?
I don't like it when people just call me Mister either.
No. Hey, Mister.
Listen here, Mister.
It's never in a good context, is it?
No.
Hey, like, Mister.
Hey, Mister. You got any gum?
Well, what I'm getting at is, I tried to start a new phrase today with a cousin. I was just putting cousin on every beginning of everybody's name, like, what's going on, Cousin Terry?
What about cuz?
No, just cousin.
Because, you know, the hip-hop and rap people like to call, well, I guess it's more the black community, but then the white people who like to act.
Yeah, cousin, like hillbilly cousin. You know, like we're hillbilly cousins.
Well, isn't that where it kind of started with the rappers, because they're all bros and cuzzes? If you're not my brother, you're my cuz.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mac Miller's white. He says cuz a lot.
That's what I said.
Like, it's in one of his songs, he's like, they have words, like one of them's like the end, they have like just people talking, or at the beginning they have people talking, and one of them's like, hey man, you thirsty? He's like, hells yeah, I'm fucking dehydrated, yo. You got any money? 2 pennies and a ball of lint, kid. And cuz, and
cuz,
all that.
Yeah. So what if Mac Miller called you Cousin Kyle?
I'd be psyched if he called me that.
Yeah.
But he probably wouldn't.
What if someone else called you that, though?
I don't know. He's not famous, so I don't really care.
And I don't think he'd use the full term of cousin. He would just say cuz. Cuz
yeah.
Kyle.
Cuz Kyle.
And I have been pointed out by my wife that a lot of times, if I'm getting ready to explain something, I will use the prefix of two words, it's cuz. She'll
it's
say, cause. Well, this is a weird thing we'll be talking about, and I'll say, well, it's cuz, and I don't even think about it, but I always say, it's cuz, and then I give an explanation.
Well, that's
and she's
that's
like,
your standard, like, I'm getting ready to tell you what the real, I'm getting ready to tell you what is.
And I guess it's, I guess I'm just lazy, so I don't say, well, it is because this. But I always just say, it's cuz. And when I say that, she thinks it's cute, and she always points it out. She's like, that's something that you say, and nobody else really says that. Nobody else really says that. So, and
yeah,
I told her,
the reason
I say it, it's cuz I, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
It's cuz I can't help it.
I go, actually.
Now that you've mentioned
and there's some,
it.
There's some people that you'll notice that they use honestly a lot. Like, you'll say something and go, honestly, that's not really how it is.
You know who uses that term a lot?
Honestly,
fucking liars is who uses that term.
Really?
Because they're trying to throw you off. Honestly, I'm lying. But
yeah, why would you need to tell me honestly if you're not honest all the time? Right. Why would you need to prefix your statement with honestly?
Well, to tell the truth, actually.
Man, we're going all psychotherapeutic.
That's what you got to do sometimes. Sometimes you just talk shit for an hour, and sometimes we get deep.
Have you ever shit a brick?
No, but I saw how bricks were made the other day on How'd You Do That? Or whatever that show
was.
I think it's How It's Made.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, this was that. How
funny,
Do We Do
though,
That?
That I asked you such an inane question.
And I just watched it yesterday.
Wow. All right. Yeah.
Dude, you know how many bricks they use in the UK per year?
Let me guess.
Guess.
All right. How many bricks in
for
the
building,
UK per year? Am I talking pounds or single units?
Number. A number of bricks.
Okay. A number of bricks. 24 million.
3 billion.
What?
Yeah. That's what blew my mind, dude. Dude,
that is mind-blowing. 3 billion?
Bricks every year.
That's a brick for every person in the world, right?
No.
China has like 5
I think there's
billion.
7.
Really?
There's 7 billion, I think.
And I was using 3 years ago stats when it was still like a billion.
Because you're always behind the time.
Always behind the time.
Yeah, 3 billion bricks a year, and that's just in the UK alone. And so they're
that's
showing them getting all the stuff, and they're basically, I can't remember the numbers on this, but they're showing them dig all this clay out from this just raping the land of a certain million,
millions
of pounds of this clay. And what happens when they're just out of earth? You can't just keep digging.
No, yeah, because worms make dirt by
worms
pooping.
Make clay?
Worms make dirt by pooping, and then the dirt turns to clay eventually, right?
Thank God you're saving the earth by raising worms.
Oh, yeah, I got a worm farm. I'm making poop.
Hey.
I'm
hey,
a poop farmer.
Hey, you want to buy some worms?
You got any bricks? Who's shitting all these bricks, though?
Apparently, it's a bunch of crikey.
Mud people?
Mud people from the UK. The mud people. So, yeah, if you want to ship bricks, just go to England, because they have got a lot of them over there.
They need some. They build out most of their houses in bricks, though, don't they?
Yeah, and all the buildings, and they add on to old structures.
We don't do that so much.
No.
We build ours out of mud.
Yeah, and sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the three little pigs, didn't he use bricks? The smart one.
Yeah, the English one.
The English pig.
Yeah.
That sounds like a name of a band. The English pigs.
Did you ever watch that cartoon, Three Little Pigs?
No, I just heard stories.
Really?
Yeah.
What was your favorite cartoon growing up?
My favorite one is probably Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron.
Sometimes
I like the Flintstones.
Godson watches Jimmy Neutron, even though it's old. We got it on Netflix, all the old seasons. He picks, like, not the stuff that you think he'd pick, you know.
He likes Godzilla, right?
Yeah, from 68.
Godzilla.
Yeah. And Godzuki, too.
Godzuki,
it's like this
too.
Little flying. And Godzilla is like a superhero. Like, when they're in trouble on the boat, they'll go, oh no, Godzilla. Say maybe there, Earth Eater is coming after him, right?
Yeah.
And he's just like chomping up the earth.
I don't want to make it weird for you though, but is there any Godzilla versus pterodactyls?
No, maybe. Probably.
I would imagine so, right?
That some of those like old Japanese. Foe. Yeah, like Mothra. Uh-huh. And then there would be another one that was like
Mothra versus the dactyl.
I wonder what the Mothra is.
Have you ever dactyled a Mothra?
A dactyl to moth.
No. Whoa, dude.
Speaking of dactyling again, we better get to what's in Hans's dactyl player.
Hans's dactyl player.
So Wednesday he was listening to some blues. Today he's listening to some kind of death metal stuff. Fear Factory Archetype.
When was that made?
Like 96, 99. 2000, I don't know. Hans, call us and tell us when that album came out.
Yeah.
Because
Inquiring Minds.
I can't even think straight sometimes.
All right.
But then
what's
we'll
on your vinyl player?
Well, like, I don't know if I told anybody, but I've been studying up on my Zappa.
Do you listen to records?
Bass lines.
No. We got an old antique jukebox, though.
Right on.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Nice. What's your favorite song on there?
I don't know. It's got a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's a giant one.
You keep Mac Miller on there?
Nah.
I don't think they have Mac Miller 45s.
They should, though, huh?
I don't know. They might have 10s.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was rolling on 24s.
He's rolling on dubs.
Yeah?
But, yeah, I was listening to Frank Zappa and Captain Beefheart's Bongo Fury from 1975.
Bam. Bongo.
Pretty good.
Bongo. That reminds me of what we're going to be doing. It's a Sunday. We're going to be Bongo Fury in it.
Yeah, we're going to Fury it up.
Uh-huh.
Hurry up and Fury it.
Hurry up and Fury
it. But yeah, that's a cool album. It has a couple songs that I'm working on for something hopeful that I'm hoping for that I'm not going to mention right now. But
I was just about ready to throw it out.
Well,
okay,
I won't. I think I'll wait till after this weekend. But yeah, a little surprise in the works there for you. And I've been, just to give you a little hint, I've been learning a bunch of songs of Frank Zappa's on the bass for a possible endeavor that I might be taking soon. So... yeah, that's got a lot of good songs, and it's got the Muffin Man on it, too. I don't know if you heard that song.
Yeah.
It's not the old Muffin Man song. It's his own Muffin Man.
Candy Man Can. That one?
No.
I remember that one.
That's a different one. That's totally different, dude. I'm eating crackers in the mic again, because that's totally bad etiquette for radio.
We have a new segment called Our Fan Adrian Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
I
know that guy. I'm his friend on Facebook now.
Yeah.
I wasn't before.
He says if he lived closer, he would talk to us about actors and actresses out the yin yang.
What's his name again?
Adrian Bacon.
Well,
is he related to Kevin?
No.
It's his middle name is in quotes, kind of like Adrian Bacon Farrell.
Yeah, and I just call him Adrian Bacon because it sounds cool.
That's his degree of separation.
He sent us some awesome candies and cookies and stuff from.
And chicken chips.
Chicken chips, man. Quit roasted chicken potato chips.
Quit being such a chicken chip.
What do you think about that?
I did it with some barbecue sauce.
Well, they taste like Thanksgiving.
They taste like stovetop stuffing.
If it tastes like Thanksgiving, are you sure it's not turkey?
No, it's roast chicken. Some people say it tastes like stovetop stuffing.
That's what it tasted exactly like to me.
You know, because you figure it's got potatoes, so you're going to have the mashed potato.
Yeah.
And then it's probably got like a chicken... seasoning,
whatever you want.
This
call.
Is segment is called "What Actor
is in
Adrian's Ying Yang," and today it's Sean Connery because he's going to watch Hunt for Red October later on tonight.
Well, he's a dirty whore.
Yeah,
he's got Sean Connery in his Ying Yang.
Yep, and I missed the last episode. He had a female in his yin yang. It was Alicia Cuthbert because he had just watched The Girl Next Door. Have you seen that?
No, but I would invite her into my yin yang. She was in Wrong Turn 2 or something, or
she was in the first season of 24.
It sucked because she had like this kind of wife beater shirt on.
And it didn't look like she's got one of those. I'm never gonna be nude.
Yeah,
until it's too late, and then we won't be able to enjoy her nice titties.
She never got nude, and it sucked because they like it looked like she didn't have a bra on, but you never see her like nipples or anything.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, you're wearing a wife beater,
yeah,
and you got tits like her. You're gonna be seeing a little bit more definition, and she just like must have had like one of those
body doubles,
body bras. Like
have
a
you
bra.
Seen The Girl Next Door? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm talking about Wrong Turn.
Oh yeah. Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, but I saw this chick in Denny's. She was not
Chicken Denny's.
Bra. No, this girl in Denny's.
Uh-huh.
I mean, her tits are huge. They're just
yeah. What do you say, F's?
Oh, probably bigger than that. If it goes bigger. Probably K's or some shit.
Double
like
K?
That.
Double K?
Yeah. Anyway, she's just walking, and I'm just like, damn. And,
KK?
Yeah, my friend turns around, and he thought I was saying damn because she was hot.
Mm. Uh-huh.
And she was just huge boobs, and she was nipping.
Mm.
Her brights were on.
Bullet nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you dare your friend to go and, like, nuzzle up to him?
No, I'm not that mean.
Nestle.
Dude, haven't you seen that show? It's called Impractical Jokers, and they'll dare guys. They'll, like, be on the microphone in the back, and they'll have the earpiece in his ear, and they'll go talk to him. They'll see how close you can get your chin to that guy's shoulder without him knowing.
I haven't watched it yet, but I was just going through my DVR.
It's pretty funny stuff.
Clean out, and somebody must have said it, because there's, like, 7 episodes on my DVR.
They're worth watching, dude.
I'll check it out. I will check that out.
At least a few of them before you get bored of them. Yeah. They do all sorts of stuff, yeah.
All sorts, just not...
Oh, man, it's funny.
Right on. I'll watch it.
They're funny.
I don't even know what channels it's on, but it doesn't matter because it's in my Diver. God damn.
You got anything? Anything you got? Topics? Anything? Anything you want to talk about?
Topics?
Anything you want to
talk
about?
Oh, you just got to ask questions, and I have a story, man.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well,
you come up with topics, he'll come up with the filler.
I got a story here for you. Have you ever eaten in anyone's lawn?
No, I've shit in someone's lawn.
Have you shit in somebody's lawn?
Yeah, I think he thought it was dog shit, so he wasn't too mad.
Did you pick it up with a fork?
No, I put it in a bag.
Oh, have you ever left silverware in anybody's yard?
Yeah, forking someone's yard. It's not actually the metal. It's plastic forks.
Yeah, plasticware. Yeah.
Yeah, you do it in the winter before.
So do you
the
put the tines
freezes.
Down or the other one down?
You put the thing you poke the food with.
Or the tines,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the tines. I don't know.
And so then you put those in.
Yeah, and then...
You want to be careful, though, because otherwise, if you put them too close and you're working in a circle, you'll end up trapped in the center of the yard and then you'll get caught, right?
No, that's why you start
at
one edge and then you go to the next edge.
Oh, okay.
You don't go in a circle.
Yeah. Because I was like, man, that is really suck. You just trap yourself, and then what would you do, right?
I would just walk off.
Just walk
on onto the forks?
Yeah. I mean, they're plastic. They're going to break under your feet.
Yeah, that's true. So the thing is, the ground freezes, right?
Yeah, you want to do it in winter when it's cold out, and the ground will freeze, and the people come out of their house like, what the hell? And they got to pick them up, and they just keep breaking every time they try and pick one up.
What if they just left it until spring, though, and they thawed, and you could just take them out?
I don't know. I would probably just mow over them, you know?
Dude, your legs would end up pretty chipped up. You might want to wear pants and some.
Nah, we got a chipper thing. Like, it blocks the chips.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right on. So, I mean, yeah. I always wanted to put flour in somebody's yard before it rained.
Why?
Because then it would turn to dough.
Not just flour. Is it just flour and water? That makes gravy.
Then you'd have gravy, right?
Guess what? It'd be cold gravy.
You can put shaving cream in someone's yard and their grass dies.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then don't you have to cut it?
No, the grass just dies where the shaving cream was.
Oh, I know, but you can't put shaving cream on without shaving.
You can't? Yes, you can.
Well, it's wasteful.
Yeah, it is. I think shaving cream's wasteful anyway. Because like, it's like... You always get like way too much, and then you like clump it all up or whatever. And you really just need like I'm almost to the point where I'm going to buy one of those little daub brushes that just goes in a cup.
Oh, nice!
And
you should.
And my friend has turned me on to it. Who's a little bit? He's a little younger. Well, Bobby, and he just uses that and just bar soap. Just get some water and some bar soap.
You just need enough
lubrication for the razor to slide. You don't need.
That's what she said.
That's what she said. She said. That's what he said. She said.
You remember when you cut your hair in the past, right? You used to have long hair, did you not?
Yeah, like down to my shoulders, kind of.
Yeah. Remember when you used to wash your hair and you'd have like that big old glob of shampoo, and then you cut your hair and you'd still glob of shampoo, and then
just like foams up there, so much. It's like,
yeah, I used to get out and I would like comb my hair back, you know, like a greaser from, well, Greece.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You were the, like the 50s?
Yeah.
Did you have the leather jacket?
No, I was naked.
Nice.
Oh, just out of the shower. Yeah, I guess, right? Yeah.
Sweet.
So you didn't wear it out, you just did it right after the shower? And then...
No, I would actually get out of the shower when it's still running, go to the mirror and do it, and then go back in.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to play some What's in the Bing? What do call that game?
Bing.
I need like a... I'll do the first one, and I don't know what's going to be, but then you guys can give me the first two words of a question, like, where is going to be mine.
Okay.
Now, what do you think the top three are? Where is...
My keys.
Nope. What do you got, Mac? Where is... I've typed in two words to Bing, and then it gives you the quick what's been searched most lately. Where is blank, blank?
United States.
No.
Ooh, that's a good guess.
The top ones are, where is Chuck Norris? Which is fucking weird.
Where is he?
Where is my refund? And where...
I thought you were going to say, where is urethra?
Where is my urethra? And where is Bora Bora?
Where is Bora Bora?
I don't know. You want me to find out?
I don't know. That's my third question I'd want to ask right now.
Okay. Yeah, that's the third thing that came to my mind. Okay, you give me two first words to a question.
Who is?
Who is? Stupid. What do you got for a guess, though?
Walter Matthau.
You got a guess? And this is actually, I'll give you, it's two words, not anybody's name. They're not giving us very good ones today. We had some good ones the other day, like... Why does blank was white as my vag smell? This one is, who is leaving Glee?
Oh. Who is leaving Glee?
Now
you got me all curious.
I don't know.
I don't watch it either.
Who is Dale Earnhardt Jr. dating?
I think he's married.
Yeah, well, they want to know who he's dating on the side.
Senior's not dating anyone.
Well, he might be.
He's available.
I don't know. He might be dating some angels up there. You never know.
Yeah. Like, angels.
Maybe he's got Farrah Fawcett up there.
Yeah.
Why does my vag smell still number four?
Wow, what's
on
number
why
one?
Why does my eye twitch?
You got a number three. You're going backwards.
No, that was number two.
Oh.
Or that's number one, excuse me. And it's funny you mentioned Farrah Fawcett. It says, why does Farrah call her dad Michael? That's a
Is
weird.
Is that a joke?
No, that's a second...
I know, but it sounds like the beginning of a joke.
I don't know.
Why does Farrah call her dad
and then
Michael?
Number three
because
is,
they died on the same day.
Why does asparagus make your pee stink?
Bacon. Mine smelled like bacon the other day, I swear to God.
Were you
that or I had bacon grease on my
back. Were you eating asparagus?
No.
No, I think asparagus just cleans out all the bad stuff out of your system, you know?
Yeah.
It just makes your pee stink.
I heard the Jolly Green Giant has an asparagus wang.
Really? Did you eat it? I hate asparagus.
I don't do asparagus.
I like asparagus with barbecue sauce.
Do you like Brussels sprouts?
Yeah.
What do you do with them?
I eat them.
Do you like them, Terry? Have you ever had a Brussels sprout in your life ever?
I have when I was a kid and I didn't like them. And
do you like them now?
No, because I didn't like them then, so I don't try them now.
Well, you never know. I mean, I used to hate zucchini and then my dad... It's like, you're going to try it, and now I like it.
Like deep fried, not deep fried, but like...
No, just like in a pan. You know?
Yeah, pan fried with like a...
Like seasonings
it in eggs or,
and whatnot.
Yeah.
So you never took a trip to the zucchini when you were a kid?
No. I went to the Portland Zoo once.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So Brussels sprouts, how do you cook them up? You cook them with bacon?
No, I just boil them in water.
Boil them? You're not supposed to do that, are you?
You can, you can cook them however you want. Steam them, boil them, bake them.
You should stuff them with bacon, man. That would be some good stuff there.
Yeah, but I'd have to dig out the insides of them.
What, do you eat the insides of them?
Yeah, you eat the entire sprout.
You don't know that?
Maybe I've never eaten one.
I mean, there's no seeds in it.
You ever ate an artichoke?
I know, it's a sprout.
Artichoke?
The seed's already sprouted.
You like artichokes?
I've never had one.
Artichoke hearts?
Never had one.
You ever had an artichoke heart attack?
Yes.
Okay, I typed in, how do you?
How do you?
How do you know if a guy likes you? That's the number one search thing on Bing.
His wiener gets hard.
No.
No, that's not how you know?
No.
How do you know?
Fuck, don't know. They tell you?
How do you get pink eye?
I know you can get pink eye from shit, can't you?
Yeah, from farting on pillows.
Yeah. I saw that in, what was that? There's a movie and it was in it.
Yeah, I remember they said something like that. And the kids saw it and they always used to joke about it. And
yeah.
It's like, Mom, he just farted on my pillow. Now I'm going to get pink eye.
You know, if you're even in contact with somebody who might have pink eye, you're supposed to tell everyone you come in contact with that you might have pink eye.
Just like syphilis and AIDS.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. That's what I attribute pink eye to.
So you're just supposed to go to a store and be like, hey, I got AIDS.
I've got AIDS, just so you know. I'm not bleeding. I won't spit on you. And I won't fuck you in the ass when you're not looking.
Just when you're looking.
I will fuck you in the ass while you were looking, however.
Yeah, speaking of ass fucking.
Let's talk more about that.
Yeah, have you guys heard the song, what is it? Hey, I just met you and this is crazy.
I've seen a meme on Facebook about it, but I've never.
Is it a meme or a meme?
You know those pictures that have words on them?
I think that's a meme.
Yeah, that's what I think,
no,
too.
No, and it said, the one I saw was.
I know I just met you and this might sound crazy.
No, the one I saw was, hey, I just met you, and this is crazy, but I forgot the condom, so anal maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
Then Jake, we work with him, he was telling me one day, the dude from The Hangover, the weird one, what's his name in The Hangover? The one
Zach Galifianakis?
Yeah, you got it right.
The beard one guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's holding the baby, and he's like, hey, I know, or hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But I'm hungover. Is this your baby?
Yeah, I've never heard that song, but I'd seen that on many, many things.
Yeah, and then there was the Alzheimer's one. I know that's not how you say it, but
that's how we say it. Yeah.
And it's, hey, I just met you, and this is crazy. But hey, I just met you, and this is crazy.
How do you know when you're getting old? Do you guys have a cutoff for like when you're getting old?
Yeah. I think I told you this one, right? You can't get it up.
That's how you know when you're getting old.
Yeah.
So.
You get,
at
you
least that's
get...
for a guy. For a woman, it's
dry box.
Yeah, you can't. You have to use lube.
Yeah, and we talked about that with Dawn and the fact that the older you get, the less you masturbate sometimes, and then that's less then, lotion on the dick, and then you get Reltney.
Well, masturbation actually only prevents prostate cancer, so I mean, do it all you want.
Yeah, it's very...
that's only if you smear it on your balls afterwards.
What?
I don't know if I'd try that.
Wow.
But I'm pretty sure you'd have to put it up your butt because that's where they check the prostate.
Yeah, but it's.
You know,
right.
There's a scientific research that actually shows that semen puts women in a better mood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
A little protein drink.
I've also heard that if you can make a woman have a female ejaculate, a.k.a. squirting, that it sends off these weird endorphins in her brain and it gets her more addicted to sex.
Wow.
So,
because she likes putting out fires.
Yeah. Hey, my dick's on fire. Squirt on me real quick. That's what it sounds like to you, by the way.
Would you ever pee on somebody over 80 if they asked you?
Yeah, I watched a black dude get peed on it.
You said, yeah,
once.
You would? You would pee on somebody over 80
if
they asked you?
If they asked, yeah. I mean, right. I wouldn't just, like, pee on him if I...
Hey, last wishes, right? You know,
yeah.
I mean...
Bucket list.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just want to piss
I
on
I got a bucket person. List going on. I got a 5-gallon and a 10-gallon and a 1-gallon and a 2-quart.
I have a bucket drum.
Uh-huh.
It's a 55-gallon drum.
Oh, man, can I borrow that? I got some cardboard to burn.
No, I just have a lot of shit I got to do before I die. I figure I got about 40 years.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to try to live to be 102.
You know, the oldest lady, I don't know if we talked about this, but the oldest lady ever on record was 122. She smoked for 97 years and quit at 117, and then she died five years
later. Was
she
on fire or something?
No, she smoked cigarettes for 97 years.
Oh, I thought you said she smoked.
And then she quit, and then she died. She also married her cousin, her second cousin.
That's crazy.
So this is like, that's the secret to life. You marry your second cousin, you smoke for 97 years, you live forever.
Right on.
I couldn't marry my second cousin.
Oh, and she
Why?
Also...
Because it's a guy?
No, I got both, but you know...
You like gay marriages and...
I'm just not into the incest kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
A little...
But it's legal when it's
What about
second?
The insect stuff?
Insecticide.
No, I do like killing bugs, though.
Yeah?
Yeah, with the glue.
Why is it okay to torture flies but not dogs?
Because flies bug the shit out of you. Dogs don't.
Well, some people dogs bug.
Well, yeah, but that's people that don't like dogs. And I like dogs.
I know, but that's my question. There must be somebody out there who likes flies. Why is it okay?
I don't think there is. Who would like flies?
An insectologist.
Is that what they're called? I thought it had a more scientific name.
No, insectologist is when you are a doctor of sticking your fingers in the flies' butts.
How would that work if the fly is like smaller than your finger? Pupil?
You really got to stretch it out.
It's like sticking a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, you get one of those little things that you, those vices that they have,
no.
And you stick it in there, and then you vice it out.
A Miami vice.
Yeah, and then you know, you could Q-tip in there.
Yeah, maybe. I think more like a needle, but.
Well, mosquitoes have needle dicks.
Yeah, like the Great Gazoo.
Yeah.
You know, they also have 47 teeth.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Dude, you just blew my mind.
Yeah, I'm
but they
a
don't
mind
even
lower.
Bite. But they don't bite you, do they? They just needle you, right? What do they use
yeah.
their teeth for?
I'm guessing. I don't know. Eat other bugs, smaller
eating blood.
Bugs.
Hmm. Huh. I thought they just ate blood.
Maybe they're just there for show, like protection, like don't mess with me, look at my big teeth.
Yeah, I got a lot of fun facts. Did you know that no president of the United States was an only child?
Wow, I did not know that.
Yep.
That is interesting.
Yeah. Elephants have four knees, one in each leg.
Wow. Do horses have four knees too?
No, I think they have two and two ankles.
You know where elephants keep
back legs, yeah.
Yeah.
You know where elephants keep their luggage?
I'm guessing in their trunk.
Yep. Kind of a good guess.
Hi-yo! Well, before we start saying goodbye, I want to remind everybody to go to our website. It's tagcastpodcast.com.
Mm-hmm.
Click on the donate button and give us a dollar.
Yes.
Or 100.
We need a new pair of headphones.
Yeah, and I've got some other short cords. They're long cords, but they have shorts in them.
Mm-hmm.
And
good,
also,
if not, just keep on listening and
yeah,
shopping
we're not
at Amazon.
Yeah, go to Amazon and buy some birthday presents or some Christmas presents
some
for
funny
some people.
Shirts.
They got all kinds of stuff. I saw one lady from our other cast said that she will proudly be wearing her Zappa for President shirt until
mm-hmm.
we resume.
We've sold like 8 or 9 of those.
That's awesome. Thanks for going there.
Yeah.
You guys go there too and buy something. I don't know what.
Somebody bought something else, but I can't remember what it was.
I'd buy the Just Dactyl one.
I know. I got to make a Just Dactyl shirt.
Cafe
if you're looking
Press.
For that. If you're interested in buying a Just Dactyl shirt, go and paste on our Facebook post.
Post.
And I'll check it out and get you a link to go and buy Just Dactyl.
And if you're a new listener and don't know what that is, just go back to episode, what was it that we talked
it's
about?
Dactylin is the title of the episode.
Yeah, you can't really
with Jesse
miss it.
Priest, I think, is one of
I had a
Or I could just tell the story now, too.
All right. You can
do that.
Okay.
Well, anyways, Dactyl or Pterodactyl, it's just, you know, four guys and one chick. She's giving a blowjob, two hand jobs, and taking it from behind, and she's loving it, and so are the guys.
Dactyl.
Yep.
Yeah.
So
I thought I thought it was more the chick is riding a guy on the bottom, not like one from behind.
No, it's like she's like kind of doggy, you know.
Oh, so she's a doggy dactyl.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I thought it was more of a kneeling dactyl.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's different.
Could be both. I don't know.
I'm sure you could do little different variants.
I looked it up on Urban Dictionary. That's one of them. There's another one. It's like she's hanging from the ceiling fan and spinning.
Yeah, but
at the same time.
It just doesn't even sound safe, does it? Or possible?
No, but it sounds pleasurable.
Who likes safe sex anyway?
Well, no,
exactly.
You're not. If you're on one side of the fan and you're spinning around, I mean, the fan's going to bust.
Well, that's why you hang on, you get like ropes and you just hang from like all four.
You're talking about rope
suspension.
Play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about rope
play. How else are you supposed to like hang down all the way to the
bed? You're talking about
something.
All sorts of kinky rope play shit.
Well, hey, you know, bondage, all that kind of stuff.
All right.
You got to do
Have you ever put Pop Rocks in a vagina?
No. I might have to try that though.
I have actually
spit on a chick's back, and then she turns around like, what the fuck? And then you jizz in her face.
Ah, that's got to be called something. That's got to be called the switcheroo or the old 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's like, what the? Oh.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's very nice.
Well, yeah, I'm glad I did that, once. I got slapped.
Informative podcast is what we are.
That's worth a slap, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Did she slap you on the ass?
No.
Face.
Face.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah.
Face slapping is
no good.
Did
you slap her on the ass after that?
No. She was pissed, and I couldn't do anything after that.
You should have pissed on her. So, yeah, we hope you guys have an awesome weekend. Get out there and do something fun. I don't know what.
Thank you, Kyle, for joining us.
Oh, yeah.
You should make sure and go out to the speakeasy on Sunday. Mm-hmm. And stick around after the episode for our plug section, which will tell you what fun things you can go do.
Plugs, 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 plugs.
And other than that, I think, well, we're done. Are we done?
Yeah, sure.
We're done? Are you dumb?
Are you dumb?
I'm done. Are you dumb? Thanks again to Floyd for this wonderful music. I hear this music every time, even if I don't hear it.
I hear it all day in the background.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the soundtrack of your life now.
Sometimes I'll just start singing the A-Team theme.
Wow. All right, well, I guess we'll end on A-Team. You guys, thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday.
Rock on.
Metal. Hey, all you taggots out there, you want to know what to do? You're looking to have some fun? Go out and see some shows. The 21st, Friday, is first day of sickness in September. Drossel will be playing there. It's a three-day show at the Red Room in Portland. About 42 bands in 3 days. You can get a three-day pass for $20, or it's $10 a day. Other than that, go check it out. It's going to be a ton of metal, almost too much to handle. If you're not there on the 23rd, that's a Sunday, go down to the Oak Street Speakeasy in Eugene, where Yob and Norska will have their homecoming show. They've been on tour for a couple weeks, maybe 3 weeks now, and they're back this Sunday. Go check them out. $5 suggested donation, and local band Dirt Clawed Fight will be opening the show September 22nd. If you're not doing anything that you want to do, go to the Triangle Inn in Salem. Jesse Priest is putting on a comedy show there. It's called Comedy Is Free. I believe it is free to get in. The Willamette Valley Music Scene presents at the Dixie Creek Saloon September 29th. It's the band called Tuesday Nights, and The Game Played Right. The Dixie No Cover Charge, 21 and over. Starts about 9 o'clock. That's September 29th. And if you're not in that area, if you're in Eugene that night, go to the Wow Hall and check out Hiding Jekyll, Soil Root, and Applaud the Villain. That's probably $5 for that Wow Hall show Saturday night. The week after that, October 6th, we got Fall Into Darkness Festival at Bronx, or however you want to say it, in Portland. Includes St. Vitus, Weed Eater, and Sour Vein. Those three bands are enough to get you to go, so go check that out. Our good buddy Crosby Ringer's in a new band called Ion Storm, and he'll be playing at the Red Room on October 9th with Toxic Zombie. I am going to attempt to be in Portland again doing some comedy. It hasn't been working out lately, but hopefully this time it will. We got the Down and Dirty Comedy Showcase on October 14th. That's a Sunday night at the Ash Street Saloon. Patrick Thomas Perkins is putting that one on. We got a lot of great comics at that show, including Matt Steiner, Grace Sadie, Carson Creasy, Stephanie Pirtle, Sean Connery, believe it or not, and Jesse Priest. Your headliner will be Sean Jordan. I will be on that show as well, so go check that out. And then last but not least, November 11th, we got Napalm Death at the Hawthorne Theater, and we're looking into maybe trying to get an interview with those guys for the podcast. So those are your shows. Go check them out, you guys. Don't stay at home. Be a stick in the mud. Go out and see some shows.
Stick in the mud.
Stick it up your mud. We all know Amazon has amazing deals and free shipping on orders over $25. If you use our link on our website, tagcastpodcast.com, we'll get a small kickback and you'll be supporting our show. Just go to the top right hand of our website, tagcastpodcast.com, and click on the link.
Tagcastpodcast.com.